Good morning and welcome to the Monday, July 10th edition of Byers & Company. Your chance to win Cardinal tickets for after the All-Star break with J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds, plus Jeff Manasso, part of our Fox News All-Star team, and the most ridiculous press release of the day. It all starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Someone sent me a bumper sticker that says, "Even Jesus tripped on Illinois," which is kind of right in my wheelhouse this morning. Ricky writes in today, "I grew up in Decatur and I've spent my entire life here. It makes me sick to see Illinois in this shape. My career is here and I feel stuck here. I don't want to pay one more penny in taxes so the politicians can waste even more. They are the reason we're in this mess. I don't want to give up what I've had here, but yet I can't wait to flee Illinois like thousands of others who already have. I find it ironic that many retired state employees I know have fled Illinois to enjoy their cushy pensions elsewhere. It all makes me sick." It should. And from the office of the Illinois State Treasurer, Mike Frericks, comes this whopper. Now, what did we hear last week? Why they had to vote for this. Treasurer Frericks calls on Governor Rauner to take specific action to avoid junk bond status. Isn't that what we did last week?
Yeah.
With Illinois on the brink of junk bond status, Illinois State Treasurer Michael Frericks will identify specific ways for Governor Bruce Rauner to avoid another credit downgrade by rating agencies. Despite the new budget plan, Moody's says Illinois is still under review and could still face another credit downgrade. In addition to ways to prevent Illinois from sinking into junk bond status, Frerich will discuss the financial consequences and address the negative impact Illinois faces if credit agencies move forward with public warnings to downgrade the Illinois Why are you doing this at the Thompson Center Blue Room on West Randolph Street in Chicago? Call the governor's office if you have actual advice to pass along.
You have actual advice.
You politicians make me sick to my stomach. You know, you were told that we had to do what we had to do last week to avoid junk bond status.
That's what they all said. If we don't do this, and plus we have court-ordered payments we have to make. And they acted like that was, like
they were being responsible.
Yeah. We have court-ordered payments, but we don't have the money to do it.
If you were a deadbeat dad in front of a judge, and you took the attitude that our elected representatives took last week, you'd be in jail.
Yeah.
In jail. Well, Brian, we have court-ordered payments that we have to... Why are they court-ordered?
Yeah.
Because you guys are terrible at your jobs. I am sticking with my gut reaction to Representative Bill Mitchell last week and that we should just fire all of them.
And then, just like you said, go through the phone book. I really honestly think...
Like jury duty.
Everyday people who work...
Like jury
with their
duty.
Yeah. That have a household budget.
Oh, God, I got to go over to Springfield.
Yes. I mean, people manage their own household budgets. They have to pay their bills on time. They go over there and they treat it the same way. I mean, you don't go and spend money on frivolous things that you can't afford.
But they'll tell you they've stretched it. They're running a Spartan... I mean, literally, if you listen to them...
If you listen to them, but look at the budget. Look at it. There's still money for mosquito studies.
Here's the problem. They don't know.
No.
Is the problem. Not one of them have actually ever read the budget.
No,
I mean,
they're still porking it.
No. They got a bunch of 20-year-old staff members doing everything in their office, all the actual work, and they don't know. And here's something, I mean, out of all these, I was looking at our state, and I didn't realize this Brad Holbrook was considered, whatever his name is, I didn't know he was considered one of our legislators. That was a weird addition by the Herald Review. And if he actually does have voters in Macon County, why has this guy never, ever,
ever
been on the show?
It's kind of odd.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
But anyways, I look across all of these folks. I probably get along the best. I mean, I would just say like on a personal level with Andy Menar.
Mm-hmm.
But Andy Menar will not denounce Homework Hangout.
No.
And the misuse of funds, the gross misuse of funds that we uncovered right here on this show. We'll not do it. Because it's not about actually spending the money wisely. It's more about Chicago connections and who's tied into what politician.
Yeah.
And I mean, because that's what it's all about at the end of the day.
All of it.
And they don't care. And then Senator Chapin Rose today. I served Bill Mitchell up on a tee. He just literally threw 2.5 years of work under the bus. And, well, I can't speak to the House. But that Mike Madigan.
Who's in the House.
You're still doing it. And the fact that they have this warped sense of weird, like
the nobility?
Loyalty or nobility? Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's insane. And they all know, I guess, I think, deep down, that we're all such huge hypocrites that I can't call anybody else out because they'll call me out, sort of nod and a wink thing that are going on. It's just sickening, isn't it?
It's a cesspool. It really is.
So when Trump goes to Washington, D.C. and promises to drain the swamp, people go, yes.
They don't see it that way.
I know they don't. But the people do. And I don't know whether Representative Mitchell is running again or not. I would suggest with this vote that it would make sense to me that he's not.
Yeah.
This is like one of those, like, exactly like Bob Flight.
Exactly.
Except that was temporary. On the way out the door to whatever state-secured sort of political connection kind of job that you go into next. Do you remember what happened with Flighter? I was just having this conversation out in front because I had forgotten the timeline. Originally, they were going to make him director of agriculture.
Yes.
And it was, the backlash against his vote was so...
He was director, but not originally.
I mean, no. They were originally going to announce it. I mean, I had heard that they were going to make him director of agriculture, and then they had to pull it because it was like, woo, he was white hot. So they gave him this job, connecting, like he was doing rural internet connection. Like it was like, oh, just another little $130,000 a year job to get you through for like 10 or 11 months. And then they made him director. Yeah. I mean, it was all that cynical. And he came in here and swept down, had nothing to do with the vote, nothing to do with, you know, like, okay, whatever. I don't know what world you live in, but in my world, I connect dots. I mean, I'd be right 1,000% of the time, but I'm right about 987% of the time with the connecting of the dots. And you can tell me that you're not peeing on my head and it's raining, but that doesn't mean I have to believe that. So whatever Mitchell goes on to next, or there's not an opponent, or whatever. And I told you I got a call over the weekend from somebody who's interested in running for his seat. And that person indicated that he believed. I gave you a hint there at the heat. That he believed that he was not running. So I don't know. We'll see. But even in Andy Menard, and I do like Andy a lot. I mean, I think he's a good guy. But he's writing in his, you know, this thing is, you know, you're just bragging about stuff you should have done 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Pay your bills. And the conversation I had yesterday with a business owner who is owed $500,000. Now just think about this. The state owes him $500,000.
He's not a tax exempt.
No, he's a private business owner. That if what would happen if you owed the state $500,000?
Oh, wage garnish. Oh.
And then Representative Bill Mitchell thought he would be thrilled with the prospect that, well, we're going to pay you your $500,000, but we're going to raise your taxes to do it. Like, that's a good solution for a business guy. Well, wait a minute. Okay, so you're going to pay me the money that you already owe me by taxing more money from me. And he said to me, Brian, I'd rather just take $500,000 and give it to a good cause and at least have the tax write-off. But that's the way the state operates. So all these people show up, the ones who voted yes, and go, well, we solved a problem. Except the press release this morning from the state treasurer going, here's what the governor should do because of this downgrade. Well, wait a minute. You told me last week that's why we did the massive tax increase.
Yeah.
But this week we wake up to realize it didn't make any difference to Moody's or anybody else.
Because Moody's still looks at this dysfunctional state
and goes it's dysfunctional.
Yeah.
Yes.
You may have more money coming in now, but you guys
but we have
never
no
proven
faith that you're going to actually use it for the right reason.
Because you never have before. Well,
and then now we've got education, you know, still out there to be discovered what all that means. We don't know. Chapin Rose says 3 or 4-ish. Bill Mitchell says 5 or 8-ish. How can you be between 3? Who else can run a budget saying, well, it's somewhere between $3 and $8 billion? Yeah, that's $5 billion of wiggle, we realize. But, hey, you know, and that's what they do. and I really sort of, in a way, I was looking through all the social media commentary over the weekend, and I was still getting, like, alerts about this Bill Mitchell interview, like, last night, 2 o'clock in the morning, whatever, still coming in. I know the Sue Scheer story was generating a lot of comments. I got 168 comments or whatever when I was looking at it. And, you know, the one difference is, and I still think we have this, and ladies, you're going to have to man up on this. I use that word as intentional irony. Bill Mitchell's getting slaughtered over here, and no one goes, he's a human being, and you didn't mean to. And I think the only reason Sue gets that is because she's me.
Yes.
Why is that?
I don't know. I don't know. I think, and is it coming from mostly women?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I mean, he's getting beat up every bit as bad as she's getting beat up.
I will say, probably women are willing to say the nasty things and also come to the defense. Men, I don't know. I think men are, boys are conditioned, like, you never hit a girl. You know, you never do this. It's always like girls have an exemption for certain behaviors. Do you know what I mean?
Maybe.
And like, well, you can't tease a girl. That's, you know, that kind of thing.
I guess to me it's not a male-female thing. They're over there as equals. I mean,
yes.
They're both state representatives.
And I agree. I think you can attack.
And I feel bad for both of them a little bit. I mean, in that I am a human being and they are human beings. But it only lasts for a second, because then I think about their behavior and I think it's just inexcusable. I mean, there's just, you know, and at least with Mitchell, he voted for the tax increase and he voted for the override. At least whether you hate it or not, there was consistency there. And she voted yes to the spending. And no to the tax increase. And then yes to the override of the veto of the tax increase.
Yeah.
And I get it. I mean, in a way, I feel bad, because how do you go out there and possibly justify
it? And I haven't read her press release on it, but I'm sure it would be.
It's all about the governor. And this is the thing. You take no responsibility at all.
Well, she didn't write it.
Well, that's true.
I mean, she doesn't even write her own quotes.
No, that's true. And we get, by the way, all of her stuff comes from Mike Madigan's office.
Do you remember when it first started, when she was first elected?
Mm-hmm.
And it was as if they put a cue card in front of her and she had to read it into a microphone. And it was so canned. She's gotten better about it. Now it sounds a little more natural.
Yeah. But for all those out there who are apologizing away for the yes vote, saying, but they're paying down this. They should have. And they should have been able to do it with what they had. Stop it. You can't keep taking more money from people because you refuse to be good at your job.
And what Rounder wanted was actual some reforms from happening.
And as cruel as it was willing to make people hurt to make it happen. Because in Illinois, that's the only thing they understand.
Mm-hmm.
You're not ever going to sit in a room and just have a common sense conversation with anyone. Just like Mike Frerichs and his completely full of crap press release.
Yeah.
You don't do a press conference in Chicago to talk to the governor in Springfield.
He's got a phone.
No, wait a minute. We're going to tell you that Moody's. I mean, that's what you used last week. How many times are you going to use this?
And Moody's wants to downgrade for the same reasons Rauner wanted some reforms.
Exactly. And what they said in their, all of their information about why they are still considering a downgrade is that there was no pension reform, no actual balanced budget, and you don't even know how many bills you're going to pay off. All you know for sure is you've just increased everyone's taxes, including the business owners, of which you look to them and go, well, we're going to pay you the money we owe you. Yeah, out of my pocket by taking
more money
from me. There's not a person on earth that can defend this, not in any realistic way. So, yes, I do feel a little sorry for Representative Scheer and Representative Mitchell, because they're being excoriated online. And I am a human being, and they are, or at least used to be, human beings. But then I go right back to their just, even like when they come out, I mean, here's what Mitchell said. For these reasons, I voted in support of a balanced budget that will finally put an end to Illinois' fiscal crisis. Do you really believe that? Of course you don't. All right, Jeff Manasso on the other side of the break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your 3-day forecast. Don't go anywhere.
Today we've got showers and thunderstorms likely, highs around 91 degrees. For tonight, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms with lows around 73. For your Tuesday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny, highs near 90. Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs near 93. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 75 degrees.
Have you ever thought about what your legacy will be? Many of us wonder what our children and grandchildren will remember about us. We tell our stories and pass on heirlooms to create a legacy for our family. What about a legacy for your community? Hi, this is Ouija Stewart with the Community Foundation of Macon County. Those of us who have lived, loved, and worked in Decatur know what a great community we live in. We have wonderful arts and parks. Our schools and colleges offer many options for learning and growing, no matter what your age. We have two excellent hospitals, and people and families have strong faith connections. The fabric of life in Decatur is rich and vibrant. If you love living here, think about making your community part of your legacy, too. It's easy to do by adding simple language to your will that leaves part of your estate to your favorite charity. Talk to your family and to your attorney about leaving a legacy to Decatur. It will be one more thing your children will remember about you.
Hi, this is Pat McElroy, and I want to invite you to join my family and our friends as we remember my brother, Mayor Mike Tuna McElroy, at the second annual McElroy Memorial Golf Outing on Friday, July 21st at Hickory Point Golf Course. The McElroy Memorial pays tribute to Tuna's legacy. The golf outing also benefits children, adults, and families at the Decatur Family YMCA. I hope to see you at this year's outing and that you'll join me in toasting the memory of my brother, Tuna, after a great day of golf. For more information, visit DecaturYMCA.org.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Back here on a Monday, Fox News' Jeff Manasso joins us live from Chicago, where the gun violence has just gone off the charts. Jeff, it's been a very violent summer so far, and a very violent couple of years. Is it getting more attention, less attention? How would you describe it?
Well, I think it's getting now more attention, Brian, since the feds came in, as we talked about in the last week or so, with the implementation of the ATF gun strike force, with ATF agents, FBI agents, even federal prosecutors coming in to help try and curb this problem. But look, we had, 102, 103 shootings over the 4th of July holiday. And 15 deaths. And so, year to date, you're talking about 350 or so murders, gun deaths, and about 1,600 shootings in the city. So, some would still say it's an epidemic, but, we heard from the police superintendent in recent months, with his trip to D.C. And his plea to state officials, that we need to prosecute these criminals because it was a revolving door justice system. So what we're told is that criminal prosecutions of gun crimes and repeat gun offenders have exploded. So they're really focusing on those efforts to prosecute these people and to try and change the rules to get these repeat gun offenders put away for a longer time, a longer sentence.
Jeff, this is, seems to me, the thing that drives everyone crazy about politicians and laws. Chicago has some of the toughest gun laws on the books.
Yes, they do.
And yet it's been proven over and over and over again as they talk about new gun laws. They're not even prosecuting the ones that are on the books. I mean, why?
Well, there is pushback with the latest round of federal officials and the latest efforts to crack down. You've got some community members that are saying, look, this money doesn't need to be spent on law enforcement. It doesn't need to be spent on prosecution or technology. It needs to be spent on programs that get kids off the streets. And, that's debatable. But at the same time, we do have an epidemic, a gun violence problem here in this city. It's tracking down illegal guns. That's going to be a big factor in this, and getting these illegal guns off the streets. We know how they're coming in, and being able to get rid of that supply chain, and prosecuting and holding people accountable, because right now the police and local and state prosecutors they're not Well, let's just say this: gun offenders and people who are committing these crimes, they're not afraid of the consequences because there are none. And so we'll see. You know, going forward, you know, what kind of numbers in the coming weeks and months, you know, we're able to see in terms of prosecutions, in terms of arrests, and also this technology that the feds have brought in, but the ATF and FBI, where they can do real-time ballistics testing on gun shells, gun casings, and guns found at crime scenes to try and link them to other shootings and people. And so I can tell you that the efforts we're seeing now in concert with the local Chicago Police Department, it's more than what we've seen in the last 2 years. So,
well, at least there's some action.
I think a lot of people are hopeful.
Yeah, maybe. Action is always better than inaction, which seems to be the way this has been addressed for several years. Jeff, great reporting. We appreciate it. Thank you. Jeff Manasso, live in Chicago. This thing was, I mean, is there anyone that could actually argue that during the Obama administration, this was just something that no one wanted to talk about because all it did was point out mm-hmm. the futility of more gun laws?
Yeah.
That you had his hometown run by his former chief of staff, Mayor Rahm Emanuel.
It was a war zone.
But toughest gun laws in the nation mm-hmm. did not matter one bit. And so they just didn't want to talk about it. And I know you can argue, well, okay, we need to fund more programs to keep kids off the street. Well, if I lived in one of those neighborhoods, yes, I would want that. But I would also want people off the street that were, like, firing 9mm bullets at my kids' heads. And for 8 years, it was just sort of, I mean, why is it all this stuff's happening? Because Donald Trump said, enough.
You guys clearly can't get this in order.
He won't get any credit for any of this.
Don't be silly.
He's just the mean guy who wants to take stuff away from people. But I guarantee you the people in those neighborhoods that live in those neighborhoods that have to live their lives like this every single day, whether they ever thank Donald Trump or think of it in that way at all, there's at least action in people having a conversation about it. Whereas before, it was just no go because all it did was point out the futility of what these people, and I put Hollywood and the celebrities and everyone, sometimes whenever there's a shooting, if your first impulse is to say, well, those gun nuts. You mean the gangbangers in Chicago who are never going to follow the law, don't care how many more gun laws you put in place, they're still going to own legal guns.
Or you're going to slap on a few more years of their sentence.
Yeah, so instead of getting, instead of 50 years, you get 52, pal.
That's
going to deter crime. It's just insanity. But look at what we just talked about with this budget and how these politicians go about solving. Do you think they're better at solving any other problems than they are with the budget? We have elected a group of fools to represent us over there. And then you're going to get foolish things from fools. I mean, I don't know what's so hard to do. I mean, that's just 1 + 1 = 2. That's what you get. All right, we got a lot to get to and only a half hour left to do it. Your chance to win. In fact, I'll take caller number 4 at 875-1340. We have a little thing called the Team Soy Ticket Window. We give away Cardinals tickets, upcoming games, Marty passes, specific games. We give them away all year long, and it's courtesy of J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. And if you're caller number 4 at 875-1340, we will give you a pair. On the other side of the break. Email address, buyers@wsoyam.com. And don't forget to download the Nauticator app. Take it with you wherever you go. You need it. You can win, get breaking news, weather, alerts. It's free at the Google Play or iTunes Store. We'll take a break for news. Back with more after this.
WSOY News Time is 8:29. Good morning, I'm Brett Cerfalski. The Millikan University School of Music will host an opening recital for its high school piano camp tonight from 7 to 8 p.m. in the Kuiper Hall inside Perkinson Music Center on Millikan's campus. The recital is free and open to the public. The recital will feature performances from Millikan students and faculty members of the Millikan School of Music. Millikan University's 2017 high school piano camp is for students in grades 9 through 12 with intermediate and advanced piano skills. Over the course of 6 days of this camp, students receive private lessons from Millikan piano faculty. They will also compete in a research project on a contemporary composer, participate in technique sessions, and perform a formal recital at Millikan's All Steinway School. Participating students also have the opportunity to win a $1,000 Millikan University Music Scholarship. The high school piano camp runs now through July 15th. More local news is coming up after Fox News covers your world. It's 8:30.
Fox News Radio. I'm Paul Stevens. The president's eldest son speaking out on reports of a meeting he had last year with a Russian lawyer.
Donald Trump Jr. said in a statement the Russian lawyer with whom he met in June of last year claimed she could provide potentially damaging information about Hillary Clinton. He says the meeting resulted in no meaningful information.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. The Senate back at work today with a health care bill still hanging in the balance. Louisiana Republican Bill Cassidy on Fox and Friends.
The bill that was in draft form that Mitch McConnell first presented, 10 senators have come out against. He is trying to rework to get something that works, that will pass, but the original version, 10 folks opposing, it's not going to pass.
Senator Cassidy is a medical doctor who worked with fellow Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine to write another version of a health care bill. Fox News, we report, you decide.
WSOY News Time is 8:30. Good morning, I'm Brett Cerfowski. Well, if you've got a landline telephone that you still use, don't worry, it'll still be there for you. Officials of telecommunications conglomerate AT&T says Illinois' landlines won't be going away anytime soon, despite a new state law to end the traditional phone service. AT&T Illinois President Paul LaCizia says in a statement that traditional landline phone service will not be disappearing anytime soon. And a look at sports. The Cardinals and Cubs are now tied for second place in the National League Central Division going into the All-Star break. Both teams with a win and a loss yesterday. The Cardinals shut out the Mets 6-0. Cubs get blown out at home 14-3 to the Pittsburgh Pirates. And in Colorado, a very hitter-friendly ballpark. Not so hitter-friendly for the White Sox. They only get one hit of the game. Comes in the top of the ninth with one out. They lose to the Rockies 10-0. All-Star break festivities start tonight with a home run derby at 7 o'clock on ESPN. Your WSOY time, it's 8:31.
The 2017 Toyota RAV4 has a little something for everyone. It has plenty of cargo and passenger room for family members and all the things that come along with having a family. With available all-wheel drive, you can take the RAV4 out and tackle all sorts of roads and adventures. Plus, the RAV4 looks great thanks to its sleek exterior and stylish interior. Not to mention, it has the latest in advanced safety technology. Thanks to the RAV4's lane departure alert, you're warned when you start to drift outside of your lane so that you can quickly correct. And with a pre-collision system, you're alerted when there's a possible collision up ahead. It's pretty easy to see why the 2017 Toyota RAV4 is a vehicle the whole family can enjoy. The Toyota RAV4, it's up for anything. Tested, trusted Toyota. There are great deals on the Toyota RAV4 going on right now. Don't miss out because these incredible offers won't be around forever. Come on in and visit your local Toyota dealer for a test drive. Or check out buyatoyota.com to find the RAV4 that's right for you. Toyota. Let's go places.
Lane departure alert and the pre-collision system are not a substitute for safe and attentive driving practices.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today we have showers and thunderstorms, highs near 91 degrees. For tonight, 40% chance of showers with lows around 73. Tuesday, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny and highs near 90. Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs near 93. Right now it's 75 in downtown Decatur.
This is Byers and Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We'll be with the winner of our Cardinals tickets in just a couple of seconds. Right now we head to Benjamin F. Edwards and Todd Bruner, who's standing by. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Brian. The Dow closed up 94.30 points on Friday to 21,414.34. Non-farm payrolls for June came in better than expected, with 220,000 jobs created, better than the 180,000 gain that was forecasted. The overall unemployment rate also rose as more people entered the workforce. Economic announcements likely to impact the markets this week include wholesale trade, retail sales, the Consumer Price Index, and the first July reading of the University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index. The European markets were mixed today, with the London FTSE down 0.05% and the DAX in Frankfurt up 0.31%. The Nikkei in Tokyo was up 0.76%. The 10-year U.S. Treasury note was up 6/32, yielding 2.363%. Gold futures were up $1.80 at $1,211.60. Crude oil futures were down 49 cents at $43.76 a barrel. The Dow has started the day trading at 21,380.10, a negative 33.38 points. ADM 41.44, Amarin 54.25, Caterpillar 106.85, Norfolk and Southern 121.96, PPG 110.79, Tate and Lyle 33.22, Mueller Water at 11.30. And our inspiring quote today comes from Mark Twain, who once said, "Courage is resistance to fear and mastery of fear, not absence of fear." This is Todd Bruner with Benjamin F. Edwards & Company, member FINRA and SIPC.
Thank you, Todd. As always, we appreciate it. We'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. All right. Hey, Eric, how are you this morning?
Hey, pretty good. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Thanks for asking. How'd you like to go see the Cardinals?
I'd love to.
All right. Well, my friend, you've just won courtesy of J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds, so enjoy the game, all right?
Awesome. Thank you very much.
All right. I'm going to put Eric on hold there, make sure Lindsay's got his information. And I don't know if we're giving away tickets or a Marty pass. It's the same thing. And Marty is good for two tickets. You just pick the game that you would like to see on a Monday through Thursday online, and you can take that pass and exchange it for two tickets. As I said, courtesy of J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. Told you Kevin Burhaney was in that triathlon Sunday. I was standing there by the water. You know, I took my camera down, and there's all kinds of photos, some really good ones, I think, of the participants and all the action in and around the Lakeside Triathlon this weekend. You can get that at Nauticator.com or go to the Nauticator Facebook page. And I got there right a little after 7:30 a.m. on Sunday morning. And so there's two waves of swimmers. Well, actually, there's maybe more than two. I don't know. You said it started at 7:30. It might have started a little early. I'm not sure. By the time I parked and got down the hill and down to where the beach area is where they were going off, the women were getting ready to go off. And they had pink caps on, the swim caps. And the men had green.
Okay.
So you could kind of see the difference. Now, I mean, I think in years past, there were like several colors.
There were
like, depends on like the elites versus whatever.
Yes.
And as I was watching, so I got down and I took a few shots of the women starting. And then I walked over to where, like, the Lake Patrol office is. On the other side of that is where they come out of the swim. And there's, like, volunteers everywhere. Cowbells. By the way, Rural King, so far, is our...
Or Farm and Fleet.
Or Farm and Fleet is our top answer for where to get a cowbell.
Yes.
I mean, it hit me earlier this morning as we were talking about this. Where does one go buy a cowbell? I want a cowbell. Can we get a cowbell for the studios? This is what I have. This little wimpy thing for years. That's it. I want a cowbell.
You have some jingle bells, too.
Okay, I want a cowbell.
Behind your phone, you got some jingle bells. You got to, like, take it out the other way. Yeah, push it. Push it.
Why is it?
It's a push, not pull.
Stuck in the phone.
I don't know.
That's wimpy. I want a cowbell. So now I know where to get one. So I'm standing there next to Sue, and I kept thinking, where's Kevin? Did I miss him? I'm like, well, okay, I probably didn't miss him because she's standing there too. And then I started seeing the pink hats come out of the water. And then, okay, there's Kevin. I see him. Good. Okay, so he gets on the bike, and then you got the bike transition, and then you got the run. I mean, this is incredible. He's always 61, 62. I'm sure Kevin maybe turned 62. Like, we're about 11 years apart. And I'm standing there just watching. And I'm like, I don't know how in the world these people do this. And some of them don't look like athletes, which is always amazing to me. Like, you think your first triathlon you go to, like, these people are all going to look like, wow, right? And there are people of all sizes and all shapes and all ages that are doing this. And I just have nothing but great admiration for them. And so then I walked all the way down the boardwalk to where the run transition was, to get over by where the amphitheater is going to be, to get some road shots of the bikes and the runners. And man, the guy who won this thing, it was like he ran out, and I swear to God, it seemed like 5 minutes later he was back in. Just absolutely amazing.
Yeah. And this is after...
After the swim, after the bike.
After the bike, yeah.
And then I noticed, which was very, very funny, was that one of the things they have are all these great volunteers, and they had, like, Nick Smith down there just, like, you know, just rolling on the microphone, you know, like, announcing everybody as they were coming through, and that's all, like, a lot of fun. And I got to thinking, if you're a really polite person, and you're running, and then everybody's congratulating or you telling you to keep it up, good job, runner, and a cowbell, and it was funny because I'm... There was like seven or eight of these volunteers around the turn or the run, and this guy was coming through running. Now, this is after the swim, after the bike. I would be so gassed, I wouldn't even be able to vocalize anything. And every time someone said, good job, runner, he goes, thanks for coming out. Thanks for being here. It's like every step. I mean, he had to expend all kinds of energy just acknowledging every volunteer as he passed by because they were acknowledging him. I thought, that's great. What a great spirit. And then it got me to thinking, got my mind wondering, that, you know, what would this race look like if the politicians of Springfield were in charge of it, right? First of all, it wouldn't start. It would be like 4 days late.
Mm-hmm.
And it would only have to be like some special session called by the governor to actually get it to happen. And it would cost 10 times as much and actually serve like a fraction of the amount of people. And instead of volunteers, there would be paid union guys all there. One whose sole job was to hold the cowbell. And we wonder why the private sector runs the way that it does versus the public sector.
And the winners would have had to have some quid pro quo.
Of course they would have.
In order to become a winner.
And they'd only be able to take home a quarter of their medal.
Yes. And the only way to get the rest of the money would be to pay to get the money.
This is why people are fed up. Here's an interesting... Here's the stat for you today. The Byers & Company interview with Representative Bill Mitchell, which, by the way, we love this new Omni service that we're using.
Except for today.
I'm sorry, except for today. The reach on that Facebook post, on Nauticator's Facebook page, 950 reactions, 13,537 video views. The reach was 47,034 people. 47,034. Do you know how many people voted for Bill Mitchell last go around? You only had an opponent. Her name was Christine Law. No one had ever met her.
Yeah.
He had 41,608 votes to be elected last time around. That post reached 47,034. And was 99.999999% negative to his vote. There's something going on here, folks, and the politicians are always the last ones to figure it out. I mean, I know they've got the game set up, and it always ends up in their favor, but they are also in a bubble and just do not get what is going on out there. Nor does the media. Certainly not the national media. And there is an uprising going on in this country. And it's not these protests. It's not the stuff you're looking at with this G20 thing in Germany. I mean, it's not the uprising. The uprising is the quiet, civically minded, middle class, lower middle class, upper middle class, Midwestern, heart of the country sort of Americans that are just sick to death of the incompetence. And they don't care about R, and they don't care about D, and they don't care about who's ox. They just want competent government because they've been starved of that for so long. So one Facebook post with one interview reaches more people than voted for him in the last election, which he won, by the way, getting 75.4% of the vote. So that... one post reached almost 79% of the total voters in his race last time. So you think he's running again? I don't know.
And I wouldn't have that short of memories.
Oh, I don't think so either. I would be less inclined to worry about a Democratic opponent than I would be a primary opponent from people within my own party. We'll take a break. Back with more. Your WSOY time, 8:44, and it's time for this Marquee Coffee beverage break. I'm excited because I am actually going down to get Marquee Coffee
during
this break. Fresh roasting coffee, locally indicated for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discernible coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Summer is finally here, and we all want to look our best during swimsuit season. If you want to see a slimmer you this year, Babbage Medical Spa has the answer. It's called Cool Sculpting, and it's the world's leading non-invasive fat reduction procedure. With Cool Sculpting, there's no downtime. It's safe, effective, and once the fat cells are treated, they are gone for good. Whether it's your tummy, love handles, thighs, or that selfie-killing double chin, Cool Sculpting is the answer. Call Babbage Medical Spa at 330-7839 and schedule your free Cool Sculpting consult today. Or visit BabbageSkincare.com.
Hi, this is Chris Riley with your Park District Minute. With me is Kurt Rogers. The junior golf camp's coming up here in the middle of July.
It is in July 11th through the 14th at Hickory Point from 9 to 10:15 in the morning. Come on out, sign up. Kids love to see you.
Kids of all ages?
Kids of all ages, 5 to 17, absolutely. And we can take four-year-olds, too, if you want to come out.
And what about the clubs?
The clubs are not needed. We have tailor-made golf clubs on hand for the kids to use. They don't need to have clubs. Just come on out and sign up.
And experience? Does it matter?
No experience needed. We want kids out there playing golf.
So from the beginner who's never picked up a golf club all the way up through those that love to play?
All the way through the intermediate or advanced junior player. We love to see you.
And that's July 11th to 14th.
July 11th through
14th. And call you to register? Or?
Call me at Redtail Run at 422-2211, or you can register online.
Okay, and then family nights continue.
Family nights continue at Hickory Point on Thursdays from 6 to 7 on the range. The pros will be out there to give you some tips. Anything you want to know about golf, we will help you.
Fantastic. To learn more about Park District activities, visit Decatur-Parks.org. And remember, it starts in parks.
Hi, I'm Chris Krug, publisher of the Illinois News Network. We've redesigned our digital news home. If you're new to us, you'll appreciate the thoroughness and quality of reporting at ilnews.org. Our team of journalists provides truth and a rare sensibility that gets below the surface. We report on what's happening in Springfield in real time with frequent updates. No other news media provides the level of coverage and commentary found at the all-new ilnews.org. I invite you to read the most relevant news stories from the State House and across the state. Honest, insightful, all about Illinois. ILNews.org.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
I was looking at the headline story in today's Herald Review, which is not the Herald Review. It's an Associated Press story. Illinois now has bills to pay. I mean, it's like this is some sort of... Illinois finally has a budget plan after 2 years. Now to start paying the bills. Democratic-controlled legislator vote last week to create a $36 billion framework over Republican Governor Bruce Rauner's vetoes ended the nation's longest fiscal stalemate since at least the Great Depression. At the core of the budget was a $5 billion income tax increase. Tax hike is retroactive to July 1st, and the state could start seeing some additional money within weeks. But after unchecked autopilot spending that outstripped incoming revenues by $600 million a month, Illinois has a $14.7 billion jumble of overdue bills. Tax increase also does nothing to directly address the haunting $130 billion shortfall in pension obligations to retired and current state workers. The debt reduction plan also includes more debt, although slightly less costly. It allows Rauner to sell up to $6 billion in bonds.
Loan sharks, maybe?
On top of the tens of billions of dollars Illinois owes from past loans, the idea is the interest owed on bond indebtedness would be less than what is owed on overdue bills. The state must pay 1% per month on any bills unpaid for 90 days. But while less, the state can expect to pay double what a more financially sound state would pay on bond sales interest, as low as 2%. That's because the state creditworthiness has been downgraded amid the budget crisis. On a $480 million sale last fall, the state is paying 4.2%, and that was before major credit rating agencies knocked down the rating further. One, Moody's Investor Services said a downgrade to junk status could come regardless of a budget deal. More immediately, Comptroller Susana Mendoza predicts there will be enough money to cover basic services until August. She has warned that without the deal, she would fall $185 million short. If added income tax revenue isn't sufficient, the law allows for borrowing or otherwise taking $1.5 billion from money accumulated in state funds created for other purposes. Mendoza said in a YouTube video that she would begin by paying bills that draw matching dollars from the federal government, such as those programs covered by Medicaid, health care programs. Bills with the high late payments interest also get priority. Our state schools and universities will receive critical funds, giving them the chance to open on time in the fall. State vendors will still have to wait longer than they'd like to get caught up on payments, but there is finally a path forward. Does anybody really see this as a path forward?
No. So basically...
I don't know.
This is a mess.
It's a mess that has been a mess that will continue to be a mess.
How do we all see it and they don't? I don't get it.
Because there's just... Ooh, sorry. I was watching a car run into a bicyclist out on a highway on Fox News.
Oh, it was on TV, right?
Yeah. It's the one thing about biking. I watch all these guys. And one of the great things about the triathlon is they close down the road so the bikers don't have to, like, compete with cars. One thing that always made me the most nervous.
Yeah.
I don't know how somebody was filming it. I kind of wonder about, like...
You do wonder about that. Like, you have to be at the right...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I digress. We'll see what Moody's does. We'll see what Mendoza does. We'll see what Frerichs has to offer. He's having a... Yep, today, 10 a.m.
Doesn't sound like he has much to offer.
No. He has height. That's about it. Great if you're playing basketball.
He is a tall dude.
He is a very tall man. Great for pickup basketball. Not really much
reaching,
for fixing the state.
Reaching up on high places. Yeah.
He's reaching.
This is a definite reach.
That's for sure. I love how the governor vetoes this. They override the veto, and then now it's still the governor's problem. That's all they know. I mean, that's it. That's the only answer they have. And the Republican side is just, it's Mike Madigan. Now, I will give you, given the weight of over all the years, I would put the blame much more in Mike Madigan's camp than I would Bruce Rauner.
Yeah.
But it's like these things are just these what were those dolls called? The Chatty Cathy doll. Remember, you pull the string and they would just repeat something and regurgitate it back out. And that's what they do. I mean, it's like someone just pulls the string and out pops the prepared statement.
They haven't learned anything.
And for Democrats, it's Governor Rauner. And for Republicans, it's Mike Madigan. And that's just all.
That's all they have to offer.
That's it. That is it. And I say they're all getting
a fiscal strategy,
a failing grade beyond anybody's imagination about how bad you could fail at something. That's what they have done. So we'll see what happens. It should be interesting. I don't know. It was also, you know, whether Governor Rauner can be reelected. I think there are a whole lot more people that are not blaming the outsider that's been there for 24 months than are blaming the 40 years of incompetence and beyond incompetence, gross negligence that these people have exhibited. All right, you're going to get like more Kevin Brehaney than you can shake a stick at today. He's going to be co-hosting with Nick. I'm sure they'll have plenty of stories from the try.
Yeah.
Because Nick was down there doing all the announcing, and Kevin got his medal.
Took a leisurely swim in Lake Decatur.
Well, I don't know if there's such a thing as a leisurely swim in Lake Decatur, but the only good news is you can probably stand up at any point. I don't know with all the dredging, though.
No, I'm maybe different now.
Yeah. That's the one thing that if you had it in a pool...
Yeah, I don't want to feel anything on my legs.
Yeah, I just... Yeah. I had kudos to everybody who participated yesterday. I think it's pretty amazing. There's some great pictures on Nauticator.com and the Nauticator Facebook page if you want to check it out. Some Julie Stolitz, Eric McCray, Kyle May, Kevin, all kinds of great local people. I was trying to snap anybody I could, like in Spin City gear. Because they all kind of look alike when they're out there with like the hats and the numbers and the sunglasses.
Yeah.
So check it out. You might be in the gallery if you participated in the triathlon yesterday. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Showers and thunderstorms today, highs near 91 degrees. Tonight, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms with lows around 73. For your Tuesday, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny and highs near 90. And Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs near 93. Right now in downtown Decatur, it's 74 degrees.
I'm Jen Wood from Maroa Lumber Company. At Maroa Lumber, we carry more than just top quality grade lumber. We feature high performing brands like Anderson, Wadena, CHI, and Milwaukee. We also carry composite decking, molding, and trim, siding materials, garage doors, Pratt and Lambert paint, and so much more. At Maroa Lumber, we offer free estimates and takeoffs on any job. Whether it's a small project or building your dream home, Maroa Lumber has the knowledgeable staff to get the job done. Visit us at MaroaLumber.com or give us a call, 794-2226.
Looking for a great used car? Think CPOV at BBAM. That would be Certified Pre-Owned Vehicles at the Bob Brady Auto Mall. Now you might be saying, why a CPOV at the BBAM? That's easy.
Selected.
Every certified pre-owned vehicle Brady sells is late model and low miles. These are the cars you'd choose yourself if you took the time to troll every website and visit every car lot. Don't waste your time. Brady has them all in one place.
Inspected.
Every CPOV undergoes an extensive safety inspection. Every detail is perfect with a Bob Brady certified pre-owned vehicle.
Protected.
Every Brady CPOV comes complete with up to a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. How can Brady do that? With cars and trucks this good, it's easy.
And never neglect.
Check out CPOVs from Chrysler, Ram, Jeep, Dodge, Fiat, Honda, and Hyundai now at the BBAM. It's the Bob Brady Auto Mall, I-72 at exit 144, Decatur.
There's no better time to schedule school dental exams and checkups than once the summer begins. At Jugger Pediatric Dentistry, they specialize in exceptional treatment for infants, children, and teens, offering the most advanced technology in children's dentistry. Dr. Brett is Decatur's only pediatric dentist with more than 20 years of experience in this specialized field. Please call today to schedule your appointment at 875-3080 or visit them online at drbrettpedo.com. Jugger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Couple of notes closing the show here today. I want to say rest in peace to Nelson Ellis, who died over the weekend at the age of 39. You probably remember him best as Lafayette on True Blood. What happened?
Heart complication. That's all I read.
Yeah, HBO sent a statement. We were extremely saddened to hear the passing of Nelson Ellis. Nelson was a longtime member of the HBO family, whose groundbreaking portrayal of Lafayette will be remembered fondly with the overall legacy of True Blood. Dearly missed by fans and all of us at HBO. True Blood creator and executive producer Alan Ball echoed the epitaph by saying, "Nelson was a singular talent whose creativity never ceased to amaze me. Working with him was a privilege." His co-star from The Help, Octavia Spencer, broke the news on Instagram Saturday morning saying, "Just got word that we lost Nelson. My heart breaks for his kids and family." He was amazing in the role in True Blood. It's hard to remember, right, that True Blood was as big as it was.
Yeah, but this particular character was not in the books.
No, he died like in book one or something.
Yeah, very
yes.
early. And but you know,
by the way,
his portrayal was just that good that they kept him.
Did you know his Central Illinois connection?
No.
He grew up in Chicago, joined the Marines, and then quit shortly and studied at Illinois State University in Bloomington.
I had no idea.
There you have it. Lafayette was a great character. A lot of laughs on True Blood. Very sad news at the age of 39. All right, don't forget to tune into the Eric Lee Show. Guest host Kevin Berhaney will be in today. So he's doing like maybe 3 hours, 3 to 5, and then he'll be right back there with Soy City Buzz, huh? Jeez. Coming after my job soon. Tomorrow, City Manager Tim Gleason, the Redbird Report with Mike Claiborne, and we'll do our ride and run with Kyle May. If you missed any of the show today, it's available at podcast at nowdecatur.com or the Nowdecatur app, which is free at the Google Play or iTunes store. Stay dry. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day.
Get a daily recap of the info you need to know now with the Now Decatur Refresh. Access to the day's top news stories, interviews, videos, and more directly to your inbox. Sign up at nowdecatur.com with WSOY Decatur.
WSOY News time is 8:59. Good morning, I'm Brett Cerfowski in the WSOY Newsroom. After 10 years of being known as the Rodney T. Miller Triathlon, the Decatur Lakeside Triathlon debuted this weekend in Nelson Park on Lake Decatur. Athletes from all around the state took part in the competition that put their swimming, biking, and running skills to the test. The races could not have gone any better without the help of some 200 volunteers, according to race volunteer coordinator Kim Mangan. She said volunteers were all over the place on race day, helping getting athletes registered, giving them water, and helping them transition between other parts of the race. Julie Stalitz is the owner of the Coffee Connection and is also a participant in this year's race.
It's so much fun. Everybody is so supportive of each other. Prior to it, there's training, and everybody just supports each other.
Stalitz also said that completing this race